This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to the radio show. Welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, they're threatening to shut down the government. Is that a bad thing? Actually, not. It is not a bad thing. At least that's our opinion here at Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, ramping up the arrest of the usual suspects. it's right out of Casablanca. You know, the 1940s movie about World War II in Casablanca, North Africa, and all the Nazis and all the things, all the drama and, well, Bogart. Of course, Bogart means something different today, but Humphrey Bogart. Rounding up the usual suspects. That's what's going to be happening in these sanctuary cities and counties and perhaps the state of California. Yes, threatening with arrest. People who have violated federal law. That is quite the prospect that's out there. Isn't that interesting? What a concept. You violate federal law, you get arrested. Hello. If you're official and you buy into all this stuff, like, oh, we got to have a say. It's illegal, folks. Hello. And what's going to happen to all those people that, well, crimes were committed because they voted for an illegal ordinance or law or whatever. And guess what? This is a big deal. This is a big deal, and it's going to shake a lot of people up. And out here on the left coast, soon to be called the middle coast, New California on the rise took in another county, Humboldt County. They are sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of Jerry Brown and the tyrannical government that has befallen them. They are really ticked. So anyway, they have decided that they're going to join the other list of ever-growing counties to come on board with the New California, and we welcome their involvement. Boy, a lot of things happening with New California. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, so we got that going on, and it's also that day in which we do source everything off of several sourcing sites for stories today, and we welcome that. If you'd like to email me, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And we will see what we can do. If you have questions, you can do that. We really appreciate your listenership. And it is the weekend. And yes, on Sunday, I will get the Sunday Slam thing going on. And anyway, welcome to the show. Agenda21radio.news is the website. And you can also go to paul@a21r.com for the email again. See, I'm just driving it home. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We're getting up to a million views in just 1 week. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good number. I got to be honest with you. Last night when I went to bed late and got up early, one of those kind of routines. But listen, I'm doing it for you. Absolutely, doing it for you. It was kind of interesting to look at the data that is coming in from our website and all the things that are happening. So, okay, we have got a whole big drama that's going on right now, right before our very, very eyes in Washington. Because at midnight, ding, the government shuts down. Everything shuts down and nothing happens any longer. It's just throw it, work, we quit. Government employee, we quit. No, come on. This is something that is being driven by the Democrats. They want to do this. This is kind of a typical thing. Let's say, no big deal. Shut it down. I don't see anything that's really going to happen badly. The military is still going to be funded. There's money for all these folks and all that other good stuff. Remember, we learned this the last time, a couple of years ago, during Obama. Yeah, we had this. And so anyway, we've got this going on, and the big thing on Drudge, let me see what it is. It says, blink, says Congress hurdles towards shutdown. This is from Politico this morning. The House passed a bill to keep the government funded for another 4 weeks, but prospects for the Senate look dim. So we're just going to, be dim here. Dim wits, right? So we have a picture of Chuck E. Schumer. And Mitch McConnell, Mumbles, as we call him, says Congress is careening toward the first shutdown in more than 4 years, with Republicans and Democrats at seemingly intractable impasse over government funding for the fates of young immigrants facing deportation. Though House Republicans voted Thursday night to keep the government open, the real drama is in the closely divided state where it's unclear what, if anything, can clear the chamber's supermajority threshold. The Senate couldn't even agree on holding a vote on Thursday night, adjourning after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spurned, I like that word, spurned Minority Leader Chuck E. Schumer's request to hold a vote, and assuming it failed, restart bipartisan negotiations on immigration and government spending levels. Senators said they expected to vote on Friday, but had little idea what would come next. Okay, well, listen, why is that news? Why is that news? These are hard issues. There's a lot of disagreement, not just on substance, but how to proceed to it. Okay. Do you believe what I'm reading to you? We're going to have Scott Adams on in just a few minutes. He's gonna suss it out for us. He's going to suss out what's going on. It says not just on substance, but on how to proceed to it. And everybody's trying to gain leverage, said Senator Tom Thune from South Dakota, a Republican, the number 3 GOP leader. It says, the uncertainty came just hours after House Republicans put weeks of internal squabbling behind them and secured votes for spending plan to keep the government open for another 4 weeks. The vote was 230-197 with 11 Republicans in opposition and 6 Democrats crossing the aisle to back it. Gee, isn't it amazing the bipartisan thing that is going on here? It says the Senate voted to open debate on the bill late Thursday, but the plan's prospects in the Senate are dicey at best, with no apparent hope of winning the required 60 votes to break a filibuster. And some GOP lawmakers said they intend to vote against it, arguing that repeated short-term funding measures harm the military. And a sizable block of Democrats have also come out in opposition because it does not address the fate of the DACA people. Okay. So there you go. Shut her down. Make everybody squirm and squeal and go directly to the representatives and do the right thing. So that's it. Take the issue to the people. Yeah. I mean, this article says so much. Senators said they expected to vote on Friday, but had little idea what would come next. I have to read that statement a couple of times, just sort of so that you get the gravity that these people have no idea what's going on. And, why they can't solve these kind of issues, it's just amazing. But, they've got to have some leverage, right? And they're using kids to get that leverage. Isn't that sick? Trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Gee, I wonder what side the Democrats are on that issue.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. Scott, are you there? Do we have connection?
I'm here.
We have connectivity. We have launched Scott Adams. I was thinking about our billboard in Times Square. And whose show is it that shows the shuttle launch?
Yeah, well, we have a that's Captain Kevin Smith. He has a show on the weekends called Throttle Up, and you know, and then we have C.L. Bryant, we have Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio, all the greatest shows, I'll tell you. But we considered Paul Preston the lion of Red State Talk Radio. Been here the longest, has a 3-hour show, the meat of the lineup, and you hit home runs every single day, and we so appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And your show, the Scott Adams Show, precedes this one. So you warm everything up for me. Make
That's
it easy.
Right.
That's what you do. Anyway, so we got this.
Back rubs.
Yes, yes. We've got this shutdown coming up. And it's kind of interesting. You know, I don't care if they shut it down. In fact, I think they should shut it down. But my point is that it's interesting that they're holding children hostage in all this, the Democrats.
Chip, yeah. Well, you know, the Democrats would rather defend and go to the, you know, well, or go to the bat for 880,000 DACA. But we know that number is going to be at a much different number. They're just a bait and switch kind of deal. But the whole DACA thing is illegals, right? So they're going to go to bat for people who aren't even Americans against our children who need medical treatment. And not only that, but against our military. Now, that is a losing argument for the Democrats. So therefore, now here's the thing. They want nothing more than to shut the story up about Apple, shut the story up about, you know, Toyota and Mazda investing billions in Alabama, or Chrysler investing billions in Michigan, or Apple investing $350 billion and paying $32 billion in taxes for repatriated funds coming back from overseas. They don't want to talk about that anymore because they sound like fools when Nancy Pelosi says it's just crumbs, or that it's Armageddon, that this is the worst legislation since the history of Congress. And it turns out that she was flat out lying to the American people, just like Paul Krugman.
Yeah.
And just Mark Cuban did prior to the election. If Donald Trump gets elected, the stock market is going to collapse. It's going to be Armageddon, and it wasn't. And so this is all a bunch of smoke mirrors, fakes, news, and lies that they perpetrate to try to scare people into doing certain things. And this is no different. Now they want to put a stop to that news cycle. And they want to shut the government down. And this is part of their playbook, because they could say, hey, Donald Trump shut the government down under his watch. They had the House, they had the Senate, they had the White House, and they can't blame us. That's what they're going to say. And this is all about the 2018 election. Again, it's nothing different, really, than Roy Moore and the sexual harassment scandals that we haven't heard hide or hair of since 2 weeks before that election. In Alabama,
yeah,
right. We know it's just smear and scare tactics.
Yeah, which is very, very typical of anything that you would expect. This is all they know. This is all they have. This is the game plan. You know, it's really interesting. I was talking to a friend yesterday about some of the issues in regards to New California, but also with the federal government and so on. They're talking about the shutdown and all that, and he was saying that the Democrats have nothing left but to create the fear-mongering thing again and repeat the same old lies, the same old, that's just all they're reduced to that now, to its center core. I think really what I'm sensing in the conversation I was having is that everybody's got national fatigue for their fear-mongering, something I've not seen in years, actually. I haven't seen it probably 30, 40 years. for the fear-mongering technique working. It's not working.
You know, what's interesting is Donald Trump went to Southwest PA, and that's going to be a huge congressional fight, and it's going to take place in March. And the reason why that's so important is because Saccone, the Republican Congress person running for U.S. Congress of that district, has said he went all in for Trump. He's like, I am all Trump. I am all Trump all the time. I'm riding Trump's coattails. And this is Trump country, Southwest PA. And of course, it's coal country. It's steel country. It's Trump digs coal country. And so the point here is that this was a hotbed liberal part of the country. The Democrats were supposed to win. And so Trump went out there yesterday and spoke. You see him standing with around these machines and stuff, and he just looks so comfortable. It's great body language. It's not Dukakis in a tank, if you will.
No, it's not Dukakis in a tank. Not at all.
He really looks like he belongs right there, right? And and when he called that guy up on stage, Ken, turns out Ken didn't even vote for Trump. Ken was a working class, union working liberal. And he said he's all in for Trump now. And his mother was also a big Trump supporter. And the point there is that's exactly what's going to be happening in that district, is that these longtime liberal union workers have now seen the light and realized that Donald Trump is for real and that he says what he means and means what he says. He walks the talk. And he's going to bring it home. That's going to be the main election. It's so important because Congress is the only thing that's in threat in 2018. In the Senate, the Republicans, it's a question of how many gains they're going to get. But in the House, it's really a question of how much can they sustain. And this is a House seat that's ultra important. And so Donald Trump went all in for that House seat.
Go ahead.
I think he's going to win. I think he's going to prove that his coattails have real status. Now, Newsweek just came out with a story saying Hillary could still have a chance if this Russian collusion story bears fruit. But then, of course, you got this new memo that's going to be revealed. It's going to be crushing for the Mueller investigation. And you just wonder what's left. The Democrat Party's coffers are so low. They're so broke. And the reason why is because the fringe of their party, they're a bunch of little rejects that are jobless and broke. They don't work. They're so busy trying to, you know, get their Medicaid and get their food stamps and get their this and that. They're not big contributors to the Democrat DNC. So, and all these illegals that they're depending on for votes, we call them Dreamers or DACA, they want to convert them into voters. They also have no money. So, the Democrats are basically broke, where the Republicans are setting record numbers for donations to the party's efforts.
Yeah. You know, it's really, really interesting, this whole thing, this whole charade about the Russia, as I call it, the Mueller investigation. It really is starting to quickly unravel. And I like the life cycle of it and how it's going to really kind of just go away and die quietly. Ultimately, and of course, what will they be off to the next time? Now, they're probably going to talk about the porn queen business and all this other stuff, you know, with Michael Cohen and all that, paying off a porn queen or whatever. That's going to be the big story. That was a Wall Street Journal again. So, you know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next, you know, he's mentally unstable. Well, he goes and has a physical and found out, oh, he's not. He's sharp as a tack.
Right, Jack. Wrong pin. How many minutes do we have right now?
We have no time in this segment. In fact, it's coming up to the music right now. We're going to be listening to the outgo music here, I guess you can say.
I have some good stuff I want to share with your audience.
Yeah, and I've got a bunch of other stuff, too, that I want to share together. So anyway, we're coming up to a break right now here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and go and check out that sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to be updating. We've got a new county that came on board just this morning before showtime. Amazing. People are up 24/7 just perseverating, thinking about New California State. And it's here. They declared independence. We'll be right back.
he's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show on Red State Talk Radio. Of course, we are on Red State Talk Radio also. The digital talk monster in America, in the United States. Well, the world, in the world, anyway. But Scott, you were going to have, you had some other interesting information. We were talking previously, ladies and gentlemen, about the closure, and why, of course, this whole thing about fear-mongering by the Democrats. It's getting a little old, and I think people are used to seeing what happens. But you have some new information for us.
Well, actually, it's not new. It's actually an observation. And so it's just something I wanted to offer up. And by the way, over the break, I was just reading about Javier Becerra, prosecuting employers who violate sanctuary laws. He calls it a law, a sanctuary law, a fight law. It's a violation of federal law and immigration law, which where federal the federalities have jurisdiction. But anyway, the point here with regard to the FISA memos that are about to be released and the groundbreaking news and things that are going to be happening that we're going to be learning about that are going to probably bring down the Mueller Council and and I think a lot of the higher ups in the DOJ and the FBI, and pretty much vindicating everything that you and me, we've been talking about for a long time. I mean, a long time. And we've been out on an island up until now. And
Again, called all the names. We don't know what we're talking about. And here it goes again. Yes, we do.
And here we go. And I can't tell you how many friends I have, that, you know, especially my liberal friends, that just thought I was wearing, you know, I had a third eye.
or just one.
But here's the thing, you know. I question, you know, I have always thought that Trump was a bit of a genius. I really think the guy is sharp as a tack. But he's also been blessed in ways that you couldn't even possibly imagine, some tragic. Like in when he talked about immigration, he talked, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, Kate Steinle ends up murdered. You know, I would love to bring Kate Steinle back, but I mean, in one point, look at that. I mean, that drove home his point. You know, and she didn't die in vain for that, for darn sure. But also, a lot of people questioned Sessions and what his behavior was, and why Trump kept a certain people in office, like Rod Rosenstein or Andy McCabe. Well, keeping McCabe and Comey and Rosenstein and even Sessions' recusal are now working in favor of Trump. And that's the point. Point is that if you leave, like if you let an employee go, right? Like even take a Steve Bannon, for example. If Steve Bannon's working in the Oval Office, he can't write a book, Fire and Fury, or he can't endorse a book, Fire and Fury, or whatever it is. But as soon as he's released, he's pretty much free reign. So like a lot of the Democrats were worried when Bannon was unleashed. Bannon unleashed, right? Like, what kind of damage can he do to the Democrats now that he's not shackled by the rules and regulations of the office itself? And the same thing holds true with the deputy DOJ director like Rod Rosenstein, or the deputy FBI director like Andy McCabe, or the director, even when he was in office, Comey. They were restricted as to what they can and cannot do. And so by keeping them restricted, really kind of helped Trump more than it hurt Trump, because if they were released, they would have been unshackled and they would have been able to do a lot of what we saw John Brennan do or James Clapper, where they went on as pundits and really smeared the president. When they work for at the behest of the president, they can't do that. And so it was actually a smart move to keep these enemies closer and keep them restricted and keep them shackled and allow them to lead the lead things directly to where they needed to be led in order to drain the swamp and clear out the deep state. And that's exactly what's now happening with this FISA memo. And by the way, Samantha Powers is going to be implicated. Rod Rosenstein, Andy McCabe is going to lose his pension. I guarantee it. He's got about another 60 days. He's not going to make it.
He's kind of the poor guy. I don't even feel sorry for him. I mean, what they've done is just so flagrant. It's just so in your face. And it shows you the arrogance of power of everybody in the Obama administration. It's just absolutely amazing. I mean, to break so egregiously and so often federal law. I mean, it's just like a. And of course, now you have Javier Becerra. I'm really glad you brought his name up. He's one of my favorite people to poke at. but he's out there pontificating about the fact sanctuary law. Now, come on, give me a break. And of course,
really a law.
Yeah, see, they're trying to make their case through Javier that whatever the feds do or say is just inappropriate and not legal. Okay, well, I think I opened my show up a little bit with that, about the laws that people need to be following. And, gee, the federal laws, you know, rounding up the usual suspects, it'll get you into that little category if you're consistently breaking them. Now, and of course, to go into Javier Becerra's past, he's the guy who hired the Awan brothers. And by the way, have you heard, where is Debbie Wasserman Schultz lately?
hiding under her desk.
Well, or she's someplace else. I mean, if you go into the anonymous business, but here's the thing about Javier. He's one of those guys that's totally implicated in this whole Awan business and the two brothers that were part of the spy ring, the IT guys that were absolutely spying with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So he's yet to face those charges, and I'm just waiting. The D.C. police, obviously, are just waiting for something with him. I can just sense it. And he's out there, you know, yelling and screaming about sanctuary. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know what's funny, though, is I look at Javier Becerra and his irrational and crazy behavior. Doesn't he come across as, like, nuts?
Yeah.
And I think of Cory Booker the same way. You know, Cory Booker the other day was on Capitol Hill grilling against Kirstjen Nielsen. And he just looked like a madman. And you just saw that he was faking it. You know, you can tell when he's faking it. Like when Donald Trump was hanging around this machinery in southwestern PA, you know this guy's for real. He just looks comfortable.
Yeah.
And his body language says, you know, I belong here. You could tell. That's one thing we're really good at as people. We can read people. And we know a fake from a real person, you know. And that's what's happening with Donald Trump's phenomenon. It's not, but just this morning, I read this poll number from CNBC. It says Donald Trump has the lowest rating of any president at this point in their tenure, at 39%. And I'm thinking, how in the world can that possibly be? That's fake polls, fake news, and the whole ball of wax. He has changed politics forever. He has changed the presidency forever and for the good. He has the most transparent presidency that I have ever seen. He speaks directly to the people. He calls out fake news. I don't care what flaky fake says, because Donald Trump is not complaining about news. He's complaining about lies and deception and fake news. Just like he's not talking about legal immigration. He's talking about illegal immigration and the crime it brings. So, I mean, let's get it all straight. You know, that the guy is totally legit, he's totally healthy, and he's leading the world, he's changing the world, and he's setting our records economically. People's 401ks, corporations are spending more matching dollars on 401k matching. They're spending more in bonuses. They're giving back to the people. And again, the liberals, like Nancy Pelosi, have lied to us over and over again. How do you explain all this? You can't. And heading into 2018, I think it's going to be a wake-up call for America and for the Democrats, especially the things hit the fan.
Well, we got the music coming up in this break. We've got one more long break with Scott Adams. And please email me, paul@821r.com. paul@821r.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And what we're doing right now is talking about all the things that are in Washington. Big news coming in from the economy. And we mentioned it at the beginning of the hour here, Scott. I want to get back to it. The booming economy, all the good things that are happening. And Apple Computer yesterday, I covered this on the radio show. But Apple Computer is bringing the bacon back home.
It was funny to see, what's his name? Steve Cook, right? Steve Cook?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was explaining why the decision was, why he made the decision that he made. And he said, well, and you can see his mind thinking. He's like, oh, God, I'm about to say something exactly the same way in verbatim that Trump said. He's like, well, you know, if you lower taxes and stimulates the economy, yeah, that's definitely a part of the reason why we're doing what we're doing, for sure. And he was reluctant to admit that, but of course he had to. You know, it's the truth. That's why he's doing it. A lot of incentives for Apple to bring business back. Of course, Foxconn is a part of that. Foxconn is investing big in Wisconsin. And this is happening all over the place, though.
Mm-hmm.
There is just an amazing amount of economic boom. And what the phenomenon that's going to happen, just like we didn't really foresee all the bonuses happening and all of the different ways that people were going to benefit, I really also believe now that there's a lot of people, like if you were a corporate attorney under, you know, the Obama regime, and then somehow you lost your job because of his Obama economics, and you ended up being like, say, an attorney at a nonprofit getting paid half your salary, chances are you're probably going to get that corporate, you know, attorney job back. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that are going to happen in terms of the underemployment that is going to be benefiting. And as these people who are qualified to go up the chain and up the ladder very quickly, you're going to start to see a lot of these other jobs open up for the mainstream, mm-hmm. you know, middle class Americans. And that's where I think we're going to see the biggest job growth.
Yeah.
So I think that that's going to be a huge benefit there. There's going to be so many hidden benefits. And not only that, but when we take a look at the holiday numbers have proven to be excellent. You know, the holiday numbers were also set records, and we're going to see a GDP over 4%. And I'll continue to talk. Yeah. So I really think that when we start to see the GDP reach over 4%, every time there's an increase of 1% in the GDP, that's an increase of $2.5 trillion revenue into the coffers of the government. And then now that we've simplified our taxes, I think that also compliance and participation in the tax code is going to be even greater. Where you might have had 20% tax cheaters, you might only have 10% because it's just easier to work with. So there's a lot of hidden benefits to what Trump is doing. Of course, deregulation is going to be just another boondoggle, another big, not boondoggle, big deal, huge asset for American business. Also, we're going to be renegotiating NAFTA. So from an economic perspective, I really think there's a lot that's going to be happening in 2018, and it's going to be hard to it's going to be a hard fight for the Democrats coming into November 2018, when more people are going to start in February, experience more money in their pocket, and they're going to look at their 401k dividends, and they're going to see more money in their their stock investments. It's a no-brainer.
You know, one of the things that this sort of dogs California. And one of the reasons why we're forming New California is the regulation. You mentioned that, this whole deregulation process that the president has gone through. I can liken a New California Republican, you would think, and this is in all things being dreamable, because I get this with some of the people, not many, some of the people that are in California that don't believe in New California, that we could have a governor who could come in and slash the regulations just exactly as Donald Trump did, and everybody's going to be happy. And of course, that could never happen in a new old California configuration. But New California, we wouldn't have any regulations to begin with. We'd have none, and other than adopting federal regulations and guidelines. So, I mean, the burden would be completely relieved in the area of New California from all the different regulations.
The biggest difference between the left ideology and the right is the left believes in like a zero-sum game. If I take, you know, $20 out of your pocket and give it to $20 over here, that's going to be a transfer of $20. But the conservative approach and a more capitalist approach looks at it like this. If Walmart, for example, cuts 50%, you know, cuts 50% their profit margins in half, it's not going to be that they'll lose 50% of their profit. They'll actually gain money because they'll quadruple their customer base. That's called dynamics and performance. And so what's going to happen in our own market, in our own economy, is going to be just that. That, you know, by putting more money and currency into, you know, our economy,
yeah,
you know, people are going to spend more and more jobs, more houses.
And, you know, the other thing too, what follows is higher taxes will follow. Not the higher taxes, but taxes will increase. Tax revenue will increase naturally. And that's the thing that everybody discovered or rediscovered with Reagan. That's what people discovered with Kennedy. I mean, you know, this is something that's been tried before and is very, very true about lowering the overall tax rate. And of course, it seems like we go through these bouts where all of a sudden we've got to have the liberalism crawl in and start to tax and overburden people because of their own private little things, you know. And in California, the regulations have just gone absolutely bonkers, which have created more fees and all this good stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry I brought that up, but on a better note, the economy is exploding in America. Stay with us. Winning, 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 winning.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Scott Adams. And Scott, closing comment about what you're seeing out there.
Well, I wanted to tease your audience. Google this, everybody who is listening, if they want. And Google it on Google and then on Bing. And these four words: Obama high black unemployment. Obama high black unemployment. You'll get completely different results. Obama, high, black, unemployment. Do it on Google. Do it on Bing. Check out the difference in the results. Also, hashtag to encourage Nancy Pelosi to take the same cognitive test that Trump took.
You're evil. You're totally evil. Anyway, Scott, how can we get a hold of you?
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com. I'm live every morning, 8 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome. And who follows Agenda 21 Radio?
Agenda 21 Radio, the greatest show on earth.
Awesome. Listen, Scott, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Take care.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for this hour. Anyway, we're going to come back with a whole bunch of great stuff going on. We're going to peruse some of the some of the news organizations like we always do on Friday, because it is a Friday. Boy, what a big weekend coming up. More counties coming on board for New California. Going to be announcing that and going to be doing the wrap-up. See, listen, I did not get my cup of brew yet, so I'm struggling. I got to tell you, I won't be struggling after the break, though. Anyway, come back to us after the news and information. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. Remember, you are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.